Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Bonds of Inequality, Debt, and the Making of the American City by Destin Jenkins is a work of urban history and political economy that examines how municipal debt helped shape post-war American cities, especially San Francisco, rather than treating city growth as a neutral story of infrastructure and planning. Jenkins shows how municipal bonds tied public services to financial markets and how that arrangement reinforced racial and economic hierarchy. The book traces the rise of technocratic decision-making, the influence of bankers and rating institutions, and the way cities increasingly depended on borrowing to fund basic responsibilities without provoking political resistance from tax-paying elites. By following these processes through the language of finance, as well as the lived consequences of urban policy, Jenkins reveals how debt became a mechanism of power. The book is both a historical study and a critique of the financial structures that continue to shape unequal urban life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, municipal bonds as the hidden engine of urban development. A central argument of the book is that municipal bonds were not merely technical financing tools, but a major engine of city-making. Jenkins shows that cities used debt to pay for infrastructure, housing, schools, and public amenities because direct taxation was politically difficult, especially when officials wanted to avoid opposition from white middle class and wealthy residents. This made borrowing attractive to city governments, but it also made cities dependent on bond markets for basic functions. The result was a system in which public development was increasingly structured by private finance. Jenkins emphasizes that this arrangement changed the meaning of urban investment instead of public works being funded as collective obligations. They became tied to investor demand, interest payments, and credit discipline. That shift matters because it places the logic of the market inside the city itself. The book therefore reframes municipal debt as a foundational force in modern urban history, not a background administrative detail. Secondly, how racialized data shaped creditworthiness and inequality. Jenkins pays close attention to the apparently neutral metrics that helped determine municipal bond rates. He shows that credit assessments relied on data such as neighborhood property tax burdens, unemployment, and income levels, which were then used to judge the fiscal quality of cities and neighborhoods. In practice, these measures reflected and reproduced racial segregation, disinvestment, and uneven access to wealth. This is one of the book's most important insights. Inequality was not only visible in segregated neighborhoods or unequal public services, but also embedded in the financial instruments used to value cities. By tying borrowing costs to these conditions, the bond market helped make racial inequality durable and self-reinforcing. The book demonstrates that financial systems did not simply respond to urban inequality after the fact. They actively organized it in advance through valuation rules and credit practices. That makes the book especially useful for understanding how discrimination can operate through technical institutions that appear race-neutral on the surface. Thirdly, San Francisco as a case study in technocracy and public-private power. The book uses San Francisco as its main case study to show how a major American city was transformed through debt and expert administration. Jenkins traces the rise of a technocratic urban order in which public officials, financiers, consultants, and rating agencies shaped city policy together, often blurring the line between public responsibility and private influence. San Francisco is important not because it is exceptional in a narrow sense, but because it reveals mechanisms that were visible in many post-war cities: the expansion of white professional and financial interests, the prioritization of development that served capital, and the reliance on bond finance to sustain urban growth. Jenkins reconstructs this world from the inside, showing how meetings, reports, and bond issuances created a language of expertise that masked political choices. The case study matters because it makes abstract financial power concrete. Readers see how urban policy was negotiated through institutions that appeared managerial and objective, yet were deeply tied to class and racial hierarchy. Fourthly, debt as a mechanism that privatizes public obligation. One of the book's strongest themes is that public debt often functions like a private good. Municipal bond financing can make it possible to repair sewers, schools, transit, and other necessities. But Jenkins argues that these benefits are inseparable from investor profit. Tax-exempt interest payments give bondholders a financial return, while municipalities absorb the long-term burden of repayment. This means that public infrastructure is frequently organized around the needs of capital rather than around residents' broader welfare. The book does not deny that borrowing can enable necessary public projects. Instead, it shows that the structure of borrowing changes who benefits most from those projects and who bears the risk when fiscal pressure increases. In this framework, the city becomes a producer of financial products for distant investors rather than a simple consumer of credit. Jenkins uses this analysis to challenge the assumption that municipal debt is a neutral or purely pragmatic tool. He presents it instead as a political arrangement that redistributes value upward while presenting itself as public improvement. Lastly, rewriting urban history through the lens of racial capitalism, the book also stands out for the way it revises familiar stories about urban decline, white flight, and neoliberal restructuring. Jenkins argues that these narratives often understate the role of bond markets and the financial sector in producing inequality. By centering debt, he adds a crucial layer to the history of racial capitalism, the idea that racial hierarchy and market systems are mutually reinforcing rather than separate forces. This approach does not reduce everything to finance, but it shows that finance helped organize the terrain on which racialized urban politics unfolded. The result is a broader and more precise account of how cities were remade after World War II. Jenkins is interested not only in what happened to cities, but in how public language, fiscal expertise, and market discipline made those outcomes seem natural. That makes the book valuable for readers who want a deeper explanation of contemporary urban inequality, because it connects long-term historical structures to the fiscal pressures and development patterns still visible today. In conclusion, The Bonds of Inequality is best suited for readers interested in urban history, public finance, racial capitalism, American political development, and the hidden institutions that shape city life. Scholars will value its archival depth and its intervention into debates about how cities became dependent on debt. General readers will find that it offers a clear way to understand why infrastructure, credit ratings, and bond markets matter far beyond technical finance. Its main practical benefit is conceptual. It helps readers recognize how publicly visible problems, such as disinvestment, uneven development, and racial inequality are often produced through less visible fiscal systems. What distinguishes this book from many other histories of cities is that it does not treat municipal finance as a side issue. Instead, it places debt at the center of urban transformation and shows how financial power operates through routine administrative choices. That makes the book especially useful for anyone trying to understand present debates about housing, infrastructure, and public services. It is rigorous without being narrowly economic, and historically grounded without losing sight of the political stakes of how cities are funded. If you would like to support Destin Jenkins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.